In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
On the UB Sports Network, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, this is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23, Nike, Pepsi, and by Town Automotive Group. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the season debut of the UB Football Insider Show. My name is Paul Peck. I'm the voice of the Bulls, and I will help carry you through this season as we find out the latest from the players and the coaches involved with UB Football. The season starts here against the Robert Morris Colonials on Thursday, August 29th, and we're bringing you this show from inside the brand-new Murchie Family Fieldhouse on a bit of a stormy day here in Western New York, so the Fieldhouse is coming up big. We're going to be here every week to get you ready for each Bulls game and review the previous game. And don't forget, the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold is presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, Buffalo's original pizzeria. We get it started with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, and we are coming to you from inside the Murchie Family Fieldhouse. And Lance, you've had good weather through the first week or so of preseason camp. You haven't needed to be in here too much, but I would think walking in here always puts a big smile on your face.
It does. It's great to be with you again, Paul.
Thank you.
And to have this building, this field house, so close to us, for it to become reality. Can't thank the Murchie family enough for their contributions in making this dream come true for us. Our players from the spring on, they want to be in here. They want to stay in here and those things. But what a great resource for development and for recruiting.
You know, I think, as we said, the weather's been good. You haven't had to come in here because of the weather. But during the course of the summer, this place was busy. The players were able to utilize it just to come in and throw and run and work out, right? I mean, that's a little bit of – is that the hidden benefit of a building like this?
Yes, it is. And we talked about that with administration during the process, that sometimes it's looked at just for practices, but it's going to be the uses, whether it be the conditioning programs in January, February, March, will it be somebody wanting to come in? We kind of liken it to, you know, a basketball player wants to be able to get in the gym and shoot on his own. Well, guys want to come in here and work on their skills and different things in a one-on-one or by themselves, and to have this availability is definitely a game changer for us.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the season debut of the UB Football Insider as we come to you from the Murchie Family Field Fieldhouse just 3 weeks away from the season opener here at UB Stadium, a 7 o'clock kickoff on August 29th against the Robert Morris Colonials. Lance, you have always talked from the day that you were hired here about building a perpetual and sustainable winner, right? That's always been your goal. Well, you've sort of reached a little bit of the mountaintop last year with the 10-4 season and the Mackey's title and the bowl trip. What's the challenge of the next step of following up a season like that, but getting yourself to the point of that sustainable winner?
Well, we still have some unfinished business off of last season. I think that's one of the first things that you get. But each and every team is different in its own right. And as you want to build that consistency, new players that you have, you know, whether they've been sprinkled in playing time or were redshirted and watching, hopefully when opportunity knocks, they're ready to go. That's through the recruitment and that development portion that we keep talking about. But hopefully there's still a hunger there that's going to be there to consistently come out each and every day. It's not really, you know, it's not a fancy blueprint of any sort. It's just kind of you've got to get back to work and do it. And I think our players have embraced that.
Here comes one of those media playing the role of psychologist football questions. Your team fought so hard coming off the 6-6 disappointment of two seasons ago, fighting to get to the 10-4 season and to reaching some of those goals last year. Well, you've reached them. So now how do you as a coach get the players' mindset in place that, yeah, we did that, but we want to keep doing it as opposed to getting to it for the first time?
Well, I think some of that is, okay, we didn't end the season the way we wanted to. I think there's one of those things there, but it's a what have you done for me lately, you know, sport. It's
world.
World. I was going to say world, but I was going to keep it at sport to start with. But, yeah, and that's yesterday. And I've always felt in previous jobs, you know, while you're still progressing and you know, whether it be going to Detroit to play, everyone else in the league, the other 10 teams turned the page and started working and got another week's worth of work ahead of you for the 19th season. So you're always trying to stay up. And that's what makes this conference special, Paul, though, to me, is that everyone, you know, it's so competitive. Everyone's had different opportunities. And to build that consistency is really the greatest part of this challenge and the enjoyable part of the job.
Kadafi Wright will be one of our guests on this show coming up later on, along with Jarrett Patterson and lineman Coyote Awasika. When we come back with Coach, we're going to dive a little bit more into how the first week or so of camp has gone and maybe some more of those names of the players that you might not know all that much about now, but you will know a lot more about them when the season starts. We're going to do that coming up next. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
This is the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, brought to you by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. More to come in our next segment with the head coach. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Miller Sport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, and I'd like to introduce our own 1927 house brew, brewed by 12 Gates. Try our exclusive Senex Street Amber Ale or our amazing Man and Topper IPA. This house brew is named 1927 because it's the first year Santora's Pizza was sold in Western New York. We've also named the beers after the street locations of Santora's restaurants over the years. There's no better tradition in Western New York than a Santora's Pizza, and now pair that with a local house brew that has the same love and dedication that has been in our food for 91 years. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, always working to give our guests the very best.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And the drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
We're excited. Oh,
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show as we continue with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. We are inside the Murchie Family Fieldhouse, which, as we're recording this, Lance, it has started to rain here, so that's exactly what this place is for, because the soccer team's in here. I'm sure your football guys might get in here as well, too.
Yeah, it kind of comes to play out right away on our first show why we were so fortunate to have this. Whether so many of our teams in our athletic department will have the opportunity to benefit from this and alleviate maybe stress in alumni and other things. But, again, what a great building and a great opportunity.
Well, your practice just wrapped up. Your timing was good, so you didn't need it for practice. But we're about a week into the start of preseason camp, so give me a little overview on how it's gone so far. And as you sort of pointed out, I think there's a lot of curiosity, even from you and your coaching staff's perspective, about seeing some players in some roles that they maybe haven't been in before.
Yeah, it has been. You know, we know where we have some experience, but then you're trying to put the other pieces together. You know, you look at the wide receiver position is probably the one that we have so many new faces and really some young, talented players, trying to get them to absorb everything, learn all the adjustments, do things. And then as we evaluate the quarterback position, getting the timing and everything there. So that's been fun to watch. It's always great to watch, Paul, after you recruit players, when they come in and then step into your system. Some that you look at and go, yeah, you know, if need be, he could help us in some capacity this year. Hopefully we don't have to use them. And then there's ones that, okay, that's probably what we thought, and he's going to need a year or so in the weight room and some other things, and you move along. So those things are always kind of interesting. That's why I spend my time kind of roaming during practice and watching things. And while guys are looking at the first two units, and then I'm trying to watch the younger players, the walk-on players, how they're doing, if there's a way that they could help us, whether it be at that position or another one.
Well, let's start with the offense, and it's an interesting breakdown of where your offense is right now. You're bringing four of your starters back on the offensive line, which every coach will always say that's what you always want. You're bringing two running backs in Jarrett Patterson and Kevin Marks, who were incredible last year, yet that's everybody else is a big question, Mike. You're not, you know, you're bringing a couple of quarterbacks who haven't played a lot. You've already touched on the wide receiver position. How do you handle that sort of mix of having a really veteran group and a really inexperienced group?
Well, you just have to integrate them and work on as many reps as you can with combinations. And, you know, and you've watched us practice many times, so you watch that we do alternate a lot of people at this time of the year. We have since the day we arrived, so guys are getting opportunities. The Zach LaFaves of the world have been utilized some, but, you know, he's a very talented guy that we have to integrate and try to find ways to get him the ball. The receivers we're using in a lot of different ways. We're going to play a lot of wide receivers. That's going to be exciting, and as we go through the experience, of course, as you said, is up front. A guy like Jacob Gall, who wasn't really a full-time starter, got some starts. He can play anywhere inside for us, and when you have the experience up in that offensive line, I think that puts some ease as we try to find the quarterbacks, because we did a heck of a job last year protecting the quarterback. The ability to hopefully establish a consistent running game from the start will also benefit our growth as we get through the first month of the season.
Only 15 sacks allowed last year. That was a school record. Over 2,400 rushing yards, also a school record, to Lance's point. Okay, let's talk about quarterback. You've got three guys that are kind of competing for the job in Kyle Van Trees, that Bulls fans should remember because he started a game 2 years ago and has been in the third year in the program. Matt Myers, that a lot of Western New Yorkers will remember for his exploits at West Seneca West, leading them to a state title. And the basketball Bulls fans will know all about Dominic Johnson as well, too. Break down those three guys for me right now.
Well, you've listed the top three guys, and they're all quality young men, and they're very talented. Each bring a little different skill set. You know, you mentioned Kyle's ability to, get some playing time as a true freshman. I think he's done an excellent job in the offseason of really working on his quickness. He's lost some weight. He's worked on some of the things. I think he's done a nice job getting the ball out. He's got a cool demeanor about him, things that you're looking at. Matt Myers, the real thing that he's missing is experience in this thing. And he's got he's strong. He's poised in the pocket. Again, he has an excellent arm, and he's probably the best runner of the bunch. But again, the youthful side of things is probably what we're trying to catch up. And the downside for Matt, unfortunately, was he was missed a lot of spring practice with a hamstring injury. So that's one of the reasons why we're taking our time with this, because we're trying to give Matt his spring practice back with the amount of reps that he missed out on to continue this evaluation. You mentioned Dominic Johns. What a quality young man. Again, he's worked on his release. He's worked on delivery. Probably the most natural leader maybe on our football team sometime. Former basketball coach Nate Oates, from the first couple days Dominic was in the program with him, he just goes, I love the kid. He just naturally leads, whether it been for them, their scout squad or whatever, and he can pick things up. And that's what he says. He's smart. He sees it all. He's doing things. So, and that's why it's going to be a tough decision. Some people think when you don't name one, you don't have one. And in this case, I disagree, but we're going to let it battle out.
That will continue to play out here through practices. With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, we're 3 weeks away from the opener here at UB Stadium on the 29th of August, the Bulls and the Robert Morris Colonials. On defense, a quick glance at any of the preseason magazines will show that you're only bringing three starters back, but I think that's a misnomer a little bit. I want you to explain why I think you agree with me there.
Well, yeah, there's different guys that started at different times. I always, when the first time it comes up in conversation, you rotate your defensive front, so whether it be DeSondrick Foxworth, that defensive tackle spot, played a lot of football. Taylor Riggins, when Chuck Harris was hurt, played a lot. Malcolm Coons played a lot. So those were the guys that, up front have some good playing time. Matt Otwanoski, we've talked, he's played a lot of special teams, got a start against Kent State. Apri Washington and Devin Russell at the corners both have played a lot of football. Devin was playing really well until he got hurt in the Rutgers game. Joey Banks, Tyrone Hill both have a fair amount of playing time at the safety position. So in our eyes, it's a little more experience than maybe what appears on paper.
All coming off a defense that ranked third in the MAC last year and obviously has some holes to fill with guys like Khalil Hodge, who were so dominant last year. But those are some of the names that people can look out for. If you want to get a chance to meet some of those new names, best time to do it is Saturday, August 17th, right here at UB Stadium. It's Fan Fest from 3 to 5. It's a free event. You meet the players, get autographs, inflatable games, face painting, select a seat, music, all kinds of good stuff as you gear up for the opener, which would be less than 2 weeks away from that day, right?
Wow. Yeah, it'll be here before we know it. As you say, it's a great time. I encourage everyone to come out. We got some quality young men, and they love to interact. I don't know if we'll get to it this year, but Matt Gildersleeve, our new strength coach this year, our players did over 500 hours of community service this summer to Western New York, and I just hope that it'll be another opportunity for our community to interact with our players.
That's Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. We're off and rolling here on the UB Football Insider Show. Coach, thanks for the preseason updates.
Thank you, Paul.
This is Thurman Thomas. I love to score on the field, and my family scored big time with Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Your smile is your number one asset. If you have one or more missing teeth or suffer from loose dentures, Mini Dental Implants is the solution to your problems. They're less invasive, less discomfort, less healing time, and half the cost of the old style implant.
For a Hall of Fame smile, go with the pro, Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Call 839-1700, online at drtshatkin.com. An old Irish proverb says the longest road out is the shortest road home. Brennan's Bowery Bar in Clarence offers nearly 50 years of New York City Irish tradition, close to home in a convenient suburban setting. Located at 4401 Transit Road near Main Street in the Clarence Mall, just a short distance from UB's campuses. Brennan's has 26 constantly rotating taps pouring an array of beers ranging from mild to wild. Brennan's serves up creative entrees and mouth-watering pub-style sandwiches alongside your favorites like buffalo wings. Open 7 days a week, locally owned and operated, our family is here for you.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see Busy Bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
Hi, I'm Tomer Dobrosavljevic, last season's winner of the hit show, The Biggest Loser. Start your own journey toward health and wellness by booking a stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara. I've stayed there, and it's amazing. They have world-class trainers, expert nutritionists, an award-winning spa, state-of-the-art fitness facilities, and their new independent health aquatic center. Call 888-945-6737 to book your stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara, and begin your own transformation. Call 888-945-6737 today.
Bulls fans, visit WNYAutoCare.com to locate the finest neighborhood automotive repair shops in the Buffalo area. All of these independent and family-owned repair shops are held to the highest standards of training and use the best parts for each job. At all Western New York Auto Care shops, we make sure that every job is done in a friendly atmosphere and offer peace of mind with a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty. Visit WNYAutoCare.com today to see what sets our auto repair centers apart from the competition.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Do the do.
Continue with the UB Football Insider Show. We're coming to you from inside the Murchie Family Fieldhouse as we hear rumbles of thunder in the background, which makes having this fieldhouse even more exciting. Right, Coyote Awasika? This is a cool place to have, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great place. Great thing to have.
You haven't needed it for any practices yet, but how much have you been able to get in here and use this place?
Well, during spring ball, we used it a lot because during early January, there was a lot of snow on the ground, stuff like that. So it was great to have that, not going all the way to the Bills, even though that is a good experience doing it for years. Being able to take time away and get us out earlier and, you know, really effectively use this place was great having him.
He is junior offensive tackle Coyote Awasika, 6'5", 305-pounder from Plymouth, Minnesota, who started all 14 games last year at the right tackle position. So how much is this camp different from you knowing that you have a season of starting under your belt?
I'd say it's a little different in the sense of mentally. It's the same physically. You know, you go out there to get 1% better every day, just hashing things away. But mentally, you know, you're a little more sure of yourself, so you're not hesitating. You really attack and try and go to the extremes of your capabilities. So mentally, it's pretty good. Physically, it's working to get hurt.
Are there more specific things that you might work on now that you sort of know what's coming at you?
Well, yeah. Well, since, you know, we've seen a lot, you see a lot in the season, and with our offensive line coach, Fuchs, you know, he has a lot of new techniques he brings in, and he challenges us every day to try something out of our comfort zone. And if we get good at it, it works for you personally, that you can get good at it and use it on the field.
Last year, Coyote was part of a Bulls offensive line that only allowed 15 sacks. That was a school record. Set school records for yards, touchdowns, rushing touchdowns. How much have you reflected back a little bit on what you guys as an upfront group were able to do for this team?
I reflected back actually a couple days ago. You know, I was watching a little bit of highlights from last year, watching old film, and it was great the things we could do. And we got a lot of returners, you know, Tomas, Jack Cardilla. We got Mike Nowinski as a newcomer, but we also have Evan Kozarczyk and Paul Nas really coming back too. So we got veterans. We got a young guy who's filling also with Jacob Gall. And we did a lot last year, but we're excited for the new techniques and new strategies to do a lot more.
We're talking with Bulls starting offensive right tackle Coyote Awasika here on the UB Football Insider Show. Well, you mentioned you have four starters back on the offensive line. You rattled off the names. You know, there's an old sort of cliche in the world of football that even if you're not you're trying to figure out who your quarterback is, it's nice to have the offensive line back. It makes that new quarterback's job a lot easier. Is that a little bit of the approach that you guys are taking as a group, that you're going to carry this offense a little bit until the receiver and quarterback positions figure themselves out?
Well, yeah, definitely. Like, the offensive line with the old guys, we got a lot of communication skills with the first groups and the second groups, and then the younger guys are learning from us. So with the QBs and receivers who don't really know what we're saying or some of the new things that we say, we get together, explain things outside of practice, in practice, and just talk to them. Matt Myers, you know, today I talked to him on the side, like getting him explaining what we're doing, and you know, he's coming along very well. Same with Kyle Vantries and Dom, who are a little bit older, who have seen what we say and what we do. But having those guys, good communication with us, and them with the receivers who are working really hard too, you know, it's going pretty well.
The one hole that needed to be filled on the offensive line is the center spot. James O'Hagan off to the NFL, playing with the Giants. What'd you learn from James O'Hagan last year? And I know one thing that you did learn was to keep your shirt on, so bonus points for that. So
yeah, definitely. James taught me a lot. When I first got here, he was right next to my locker. I'm 77-73. He's right to the left of me. And first day, he took me under his wing. The most important thing he's probably taught me is just film study. He knew everything when it comes to film study. He was in there every day. And me just trying to follow in the footsteps of doing that, so that when I'm on the field, I can call things out for other people who may not see something, or just extra communicating things so that we're all on the same page. It was great to learn that.
And his replacement looks like it's at the moment going to be Mike Nowitzki. Is there a little bit of O'Hagan in what you've seen from young Mike Nowitzki at center right now?
Yeah, Mike Nowitzki, he's a very good guy. You know, great feet. Great strain. He learned from Jimmy as well. You talked to him on the phone a couple times, and when he was here, because Jimmy comes back sometimes. But yeah, he's a great kid. He's got great feet, and he's going to help us this year.
That was thunder, by the way, in case anybody was wondering if you could hear it on the microphones. We're in the midst of a pretty good thunderstorm here, but thankfully we're nice and dry inside the Murchie Family Fieldhouse. You got some great running backs to block for. What was it like getting to sort of learn what Jarrett Patterson and Kevin Marks brought to the table last year, and what are you expecting out of them this year?
It was great to see. You know, we had running backs before that were also doing well. You know, Emmanuel Reed, he's gone now. But with them stepping up last year and taking the positions and going and doing what they did, you know, seeing just the plays that they made off of what we did and were able to have them fit, it was really good.
All right, let's learn a little bit about you. And I'm sure I'll be the 7,000th person to ask you the origin of your unusual but pretty cool first name. And for those people that don't know, it's Kayode, K-A-Y-O-D-E. Is there a story or a heritage behind the first name?
Well, yeah, both my parents are Nigerian. They came from Ondo City in Nigeria. My name means a kid who brings joy, or a child, a bringer of joy. So I've kind of carried that on my shoulder as I tell me, just being positive in everything I do, you know, just keeping a good head up.
Sounds like a pretty accurate name to describe the person you are. How many times do people spell it C-O-Y-O-T-E?
It happens a lot more than you think.
Do you mind it? Are you used to it?
I'm used to it. I don't take too sensitivity to that.
You know? Right. What else do we want to know? What else do Bulls fans want to know about you? What do you like to do when you're not mauling defensive linemen out on the football field?
Well, I got a roommate, Dominic Johnson. We play a lot of Fortnite, play video games, chill, just get off my feet. You know, I also used to sing a lot in high school.
Really? What kind of music?
I was in choir, so I was in a little choir music. There's a person, Ahmad Holloway, he's a defensive tackle, he's a singer too, or Max Michelle, he's a singer too, so in with them sometimes, you know, they sing a little bit, but besides
that. Sounds like that might be a good segment for a show at some point this year, right? Yeah, do a little trio here, do a little harmonies or whatever?
Potentially, I'm sure Max would love to do that.
All right, we're gonna put that on our list. Or maybe if you come to FanFest on August 17th, you can ask Kayode yourself to sing a few bars for you. That's on the 17th here at UB Stadium, 3 to 5 o'clock. It's a free event where you get a chance to meet the players, get autographs, inflatables, face painting, music, and select your seats for the upcoming season, which, of course, starts 3 weeks from today when the Bulls host Robert Morris here on Thursday, August 29th. Going to see a lot of number 73 this year. He is one of the leaders of the Bulls offense. Kayode, appreciate the time. Good luck this season, and we'll catch up with you as things move on here.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Bulls sir. Offensive tackle, junior from Plymouth, Minnesota, Kayode Awosika. We've got much more to come. We're going to shift it over to the defense. We're going to go from Kayode to Kadafi, because the Bulls starting linebacker will join us for our next segment when we continue the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer. Tropical
Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right, if you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753. Tropical Heating
and Cooling. UB football's fueled by Chick-fil-A on Walden Avenue. That's right, Chick-fil-A is located right here in Western New York and is the preferred post-game meal of UB football. Hey kids, be sure to come out to Kids Day at UB Stadium on Saturday, September 21st, as your Buffalo Bulls take on Temple. The first 500 kids 12 and under will receive a special gift courtesy of Chick-fil-A. That's Saturday, September 21st for Kids Day as the Bulls take on the Temple Owls. Chick-fil-A, home of the original Chick-fil-A sandwich.
When you're headed to the outdoors, head to Lockport Outdoor Store. Specializing in high-impact footwear and apparel, locally owned, we have the brands you love and all you need for the tough Western New York weather ahead. Men's and women's Carhartt workwear, rugged Choco design snowmobile suits, Under Armour, minus 33, and dual-fold long underwear. Stay warm, dry, and safe in our high-vis workwear. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. Lockport Outdoor Store, Transit Road at Robinson.
Look, if you're like me, you got a lot to remember. Like, remember to pick up some refreshingly cold lemon lime Mountain Dew Ice. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, here's my trick. If it's a nice day, I think nice rhymes with ice. And that reminds me, I better get some Mountain Dew Ice. Or if someone asks me for the time, I think time rhymes with lime, like in lemon lime. If I work at it, anything can remind me to get to the store and get myself some Mountain Dew Ice. Mountain Dew Ice. Remember to get some.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show. We're coming to you from inside the Murchie Family Fieldhouse for our season debut 3 weeks from tonight. It's the season opener for the Bulls here at UB Stadium, a 7 o'clock kickoff against the Robert Morris Colonials to get the 2019 season started. And I know a lot of people are excited, but none more than a guy who's going to really get his chance to emerge as a key player and starter for the Bulls. We are joined by junior linebacker Kadafi Wright. How are you approaching a season where you know you're going to be one of the guys? You're going to be one of the guys that's going to lead the way, that people are going to be looking at, that the young guys are going to follow what you're doing. Is that different for you than it's ever been before?
Not really. When Hodge and JC was here, I always locked in on the playbook and all the plays that was being made on the field. So now that it's my turn, I got to be able to lead all the people behind me, like Max Michelle, Caleb Tate, Rich Miller. They all looking up to me for the answers to the test. So I got to be that leader on the team.
Coach Leipold has singled you out on a couple of different occasions in some of his interviews as a guy that he sees as being an impact player for this defense. First part of that question is how much does that mean to you to have Coach say that? And secondly, how much of an impact player do you think you're going to be?
I think I'm going to be really big on this defense, but it's not really just about me. It's about the whole team causing turnovers. In practice, I try to help the running backs out by trying to get the ball out as much as possible so it doesn't happen in the game. So I just feel like my impact on this defense is to cause turnovers and to bring people along with me.
We
We saw a little bit of that from you last year. Played 14 games on last year's team. You had a 1.5 sacks. You had 3.5 tackles for loss. You forced a fumble. You recovered a fumble. I think the most memorable play that a lot of people will remember is that sack and the forced fumble that clinched that crazy game against the Miami Redhawks. Take me back to that moment and then talk to me a little bit about what you sort of learned about yourself last year.
I saw a formation into the boundary, so I got the call from the coach. And I knew what path I had to take. So me and Malcolm Kuntz were on the same page, and he set it up upfield. So I went right off of his butt, and
Felt good, didn't it?
Camera shows what happened.
It felt pretty good to make a big play like that,
didn't it? Amazing.
Does every player need that as a little bit of a confidence boost? I mean, you knew what you could do, but you're in a role where you're backing up. I mean, did you need a play like that to go, I can do this?
I mean, I already knew for myself that I can make plays, but I just stepped in whenever the coaches need me. JC needed to play the games. I'm just going to be here to support him. Any mistake he makes, I'm there to show him and tell him what I saw from the sideline. And whatever, when I'm in the field, he's going to tell me the same thing.
So how much did you learn from playing behind Jordan Collier? How much did you learn from playing with and next to Khalil Hodge and some of the other guys that were, you know, key seniors at the linebacking core last year?
Backing up JC, it showed me that he has a lot of passion for the game, and that helps me out a lot, because some days you're going to have bad days. But when you really love the game, you can't have bad days. You got to put your head down and work, because there's people behind you looking up to you. So you got to show them the way. Hodge is Hodge. Hodge is a funny guy, but when it comes to the field, he's locked in every game, every snap. He's a person to look up to no matter what goes on the field.
With Bulls linebacker Kadafi Wright, one of those key players stepping up into the starting lineup for the Bulls this season, there's a lot of guys like that. You know, you mentioned some of the names that aren't here, but you've also mentioned Malcolm Kuntz and some of the other guys that you played a lot last year. You weren't quote-unquote starters, and that's why, as I mentioned with Coach earlier in the show, that it only shows three starters returning. But for that group of guys that played a lot last year, how important is it to know that you're now stepping up into that lineup, and how little transition from what the defense did last year to this year might occur?
This defense has a big shooter feel, because we won 10 games, obviously made it to the MAC championship, the bowl game, but we didn't finish the jobs. We love the seniors that left, but now everybody has to step up. Everybody, no matter what, no matter your sideline, doesn't matter who you are, you have to be locked in every play. We're trying to win all 14 games. We just got to lock in every play. Like, every play matters. Even a mistake, you got to know what mistake you made and learn from it.
You excited about what this defense is going to be different? It's going to look different than it was last year. Are you excited that the standards of being the third-ranked defense in the MAC last year can continue?
Oh, I'm excited, but that third ranking is kind of a spit in the face to me. I'm trying to be at the top of the ranking, offense, defense, the whole team. I'm trying to win the MAC, because that 29-30, it really hurts. Everybody hurts to this day. So we're trying to get back and prove a point that Buffalo's here to stay.
All right, Bulls linebacker Kadafi Wright, 6'3", 225 pounds. You put a little poundage on here, some muscle on since you got here, right?
I had to. Coach Lee put us through a very good summer workout, so I had to bulk up, because I knew some plays I had to get in the box. So I really got to put my muscle to the task.
You kind of sensed that you needed to be bigger for the amount you're going to play, the role you're going to play. Is it all muscle from pumping iron?
Of course. Of course.
All right. I shouldn't have even asked the question, right? We know that. So, all right. Tell everybody a little bit about I know what I want to ask you first. Coming from high school, did you really have 6 blocked punts in your high school career? That's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. Coming off the edge, I really knew I had a good get off when the ball was snapped. So the edge blocker really didn't have a chance. So I really had 3 first game, then 3 the next game. And then it was just, they had a double team the rest of the season.
So you had 6 block punts in 2 games?
Yeah.
Wow. And then you got triple teamed the rest of the way.
Yeah, definitely.
Near. Are you lobbying to get on the punt block unit a little bit here? Have you been on it before?
Oh, yeah, definitely been on the punt block. Wherever the coaches need me, I'll be. If they need me to hold up somebody, I'll do that. But if I want to rush, then I'm going to make my money.
And is it true that you've been terrorizing Jared Patterson all through spring camp here, or fall camp?
Of course. Every day.
Right. Be careful, because he's our next guest, so he can rebut that. But,
he's going to vouch for me. I ain't got to lie.
What does everybody want to know? What does Kadafi Wright like to do when he's not terrorizing Jared Patterson and Kevin Marks in the backfield? What do you do with your spare time? How do you like to relax a little bit?
honestly, I like to go to the rehab, get some rehab in, and watch extra film. Really, when I'm not in school, it's really all about film, really, because I'm trying to get the upper hand on every team we play. Because I'm on Robert Morris right now. I watched Penn State. I've watched them all, really. So I'm just locked in for every snap so I can be that leader on the field.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. That spending your free time not watching Netflix or anything else, but watching those the game films, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kadhafi, you're a guy that a lot of people are really excited to see get that chance to become a big-time player, and it sure sounds like you're ready to do that this year.
Yes, sir.
Kadhafi Wright, number 31, a name and a number for Bulls fans to pay attention to, or if you come out here for Fan Fest on the 17th from 3 to 5 at UB Stadium, you can get to meet Kadhafi Wright, get his autograph. Players are going to sign the autographs. They'll be face painting, music, select to seat, all kinds of cool stuff on the 17th, which leads right into the season opener on the 29th here at UB Stadium. Kadhafi, thanks for the time. Appreciate
it. Thank you too, sir.
Bulls linebacker Kadhafi Wright. When we come back, we'll go back onto the offensive side and talk with Bulls running back Jarrett Patterson when the UB Football Insider Show returns from Learfield IMG College.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Are you struggling with depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, or an addiction to drugs or alcohol? You're not alone. Many people have feelings or experiences like yours at some point in their lives. When such experiences become severe, it's important to reach out for professional help and treatment. Bryland Behavioral Health System provides quality, compassionate care for all ages. Don't suffer in silence. Contact Bryland for help. Call 886-8200 or visit Bryland.com for more information. With help, there's hope.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
This is the UB Football Insider Show, coming to you from inside the Murchie Family Fieldhouse as we continue our conversation with Bulls sophomore running back Jarrett Patterson. All right, so preseason practice is underway. The weather's been pretty good. You haven't had a practice in here. Give me a sense of how things are going for you, and how is it different for you? Because a year ago, as a true freshman, you were kind of figuring all this thing out. Now you are coming back as one of the best running backs in the MAC. So what's the challenge now?
Things are a little different. You know, I'm considered a leader now. I'm only a sophomore, so you know, I just got to embrace my role. Some guys left. You know, so I have to step up, have a bigger role, and I'm just looking forward to it.
Is that a lot to ask of a sophomore, or are you ready to handle that role?
I'm definitely up for the challenge. You know, the whole running back group. You know, that running back group is very. I feel like it's very special in that room. You know, we push each other each and every day, and it's going to be a special year for the running backs.
Yeah. Well, based on what Jarrett was able to do last year, he's certainly worthy of the accolades he's getting and the leadership that he's providing. MAC Freshman of the Year last year, after a season where he ran for over 1,000 yards and 14 touchdowns. Both of them were UB freshman records. You have been honored this year on the watch lists for the Doak Walker Award, which is for the top running back, and the Maxwell Award, which is for the top player in college football. What's been your reaction to, like we said, a year ago, nobody knew about you, and maybe you were trying to figure all this out. Now you're considered one of the best players in the country.
I don't really pay too much attention to it. You know, I just put my head down and just keep working, because I definitely want to prove that I'm not just the best in the MAC, but I'm best in the country, like you said.
All right, so you've raised the bar for yourself here and for a lot of people that saw what you were able to do last year. What's the challenge, and how have you worked to try to do even better than you did last year?
It started, you know, Coach K was saying, you know, he's going to diversify our talents. You know, he wants to move the running backs around, you know, to us at R, you know, Y, and slot, you know, catch the ball. Just different ways for us to get the ball in space and make something happen.
We didn't see you catch the ball a lot last year. Is that something that you feel like you're pretty good at and that you'll be able to play a bigger role?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We work on routes, you know, off the whole summer, and now, like, it's shown in summer camp that the RBs can definitely go out and catch route, run routes, and catch balls.
All right, Jarrett Patterson is the leader of that RBs group. Let's talk a little bit about the other guys you're with. Kevin Marks was, if you didn't win the MAC Freshman of the Year, Kevin might have won it last year after his 845 yards and 10 touchdown season. How is he getting better? How are you helping try to make him better? And what is the combination of smoke and fire here going to do this year?
Yeah, we're still thinking about, you know, that little duo, but we're doing real good. You know, we compliment each other real well. You know, we push each other each and every day, you know, and we just embrace that we're going to have a bigger role this year. And just also the other guys in the room, you know, Dylan McDuffie, he's coming along real well. You know, Theo Anderson, you know, he's definitely a playmaker. And the newcomer, Ron Cook, you know, looks very exciting. So, you know, we just embracing each other every day, pushing each other to work hard, and just taking it one day at a time.
You get the benefit, all of you guys do, of having four starters back on the offensive line. How comfortable are you with being able to run and being able to move the ball behind those big guys?
Man, that's huge, having four guys come back. That's very confident, you know, just having four guys come back. You know, we can establish the run, helping that passing game out, so that's huge for us.
Are you guys ready to carry some of that load early in the year, maybe for a while until everybody settles
in? Oh, yeah,
in?
Definitely, man. Like we always say, man, the stable's able. We ready to take that load.
The stable is able. I like that. You know, The football has become such a passing game now. There's still a place for good running backs, isn't
definitely.
There?
Yeah, definitely. Especially, like I said, if you're versatile and be a part of that pass game, it's definitely, running back can definitely be important.
How much have you allowed yourself to reflect back a little bit on what you were able to do last year?
Just a little bit. You know, like you said, I didn't even know, you know, what to expect. But now I'm confident. Now I know what to expect, and now I'm just ready.
Have you gone back and just reminded yourself of not only the good things, but of a couple of the things that didn't go so well? Is that a motivation for a lot of guys?
Yeah, definitely. Every time we step on a step practice, you know, motivation that we got to get better each and every day to get where we want to be.
You know, I think Bulls fans have enjoyed getting the chance to know you and your brother, and everybody has been incredibly impressed with the kind of people you are. I know a lot of that comes from your family. I know your mom's a principal, so there were some rules, I would assume, back in
definitely.
The day, right?
Yeah, a lot of structure. You know, you need structure. You know, our family brought us up, you know, to be respectful young men in society, and I'm so lucky to have two loving parents.
You know, to be able to get that ability to do that, Jarrett. Not everybody does, but you have a stage now a little bit with the kind of player you've been, the opportunity to do these things. You were one of the standouts for the Bulls at Mac Media Day. How do you approach those kind of things of trying to get people to kind of know who you are and you and your brother and how you've gotten here?
I'm going to use my stage to, you know, help others. You know, that's what I've always been taught, and that's what I feel like I'm going to do. I really don't think about it too much. You know, I heard the basketball team. I'm a blue collar type of guy. You know, just working. You know, get the lunch pail and just work. You know, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right. The last thing for you, Jarrett. I kind of noticed this last year, and I'm curious your reaction to it. You know, having two Pattersons, both whose names start with J, the equipment staff got a little creative with the names on the back of your jersey. So you're Jar,
right,
and your brother is Jam.
Yeah.
There seems to be something that makes sense about those, don't they?
Right. Yeah. That's what they were like. Oh, you're Jar and Jam, and then I thought it was kind of funny.
It makes sense, doesn't
right.
it?
Yeah, it makes sense.
You
yeah.
run with a jarringly, and
right.
he hits jammingly, right?
Is yep. that right? Yeah.
All right, and the last thing for you, I gave you an assignment at Mac Media Day to come up with a nickname for you and Kevin as a backfield. Every good backfield tandem always has a good nickname. Kevin's nickname is Smoke. That's why I dropped the Smoke and Fire on there, but I told you that's going to be your call on this. Have you thought about it?
I'm still thinking about it. People were saying, a lot. I mean, I remember I was on social media, and they was talking about the backpack, all types of crazy ideas, but I still don't have anything yet. We're still thinking.
All right. Well, you have an assignment to get that to me before the opener so we can start using it. What's a good nickname for the backfield of Kevin Marks and Jarrett Patterson? We got a couple of weeks to figure that out. Throw your suggestions at him because he's the one who gets to decide this. Jarrett, always good to catch up with you. Have fun the rest of preseason camp, and we can't wait to see you on the 29th.
Thank you.
Jarrett Patterson, Bulls running back. Thanks to Jarrett Patterson, one of the up-and-coming young star players and a great kid, as I think every Bulls fan has got a chance to see that. If you want to talk to Jarrett, give him your suggestions for a backfield nickname. You can do that at Bulls Fan Fest. It's Saturday, August 17th from 3 to 5 at UB Stadium. It's a free event. You can meet the players, get autographs, inflatable games, face painting, music, select a seat, everything you're going to need to get ready for the season opener on the 29th of August here at UB Stadium as the Bulls get it started against Robert Morris. Up next, our always popular Full of It segment with John Fuller from the Athletic Communications Office. That is just ahead, and this is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution, emergency room online registration, and it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be, and that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at KaleidaHealth.org, arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose, and be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patients.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Kate.
And we're not just literal taste buds. We're best buds. And we love Pepsi.
Sure, we live inside your mouth.
But that doesn't mean we don't enjoy the finer things.
Pepsi incoming!
Amazing.
That's what I was thinking.
It's like we share the same mouth, Kate.
Forever and ever, Nate.
Make your taste buds happy and pick up a delicious, refreshing Pepsi.
Welcome back. It's final segment of the UB Football Insider Show, our season debut as preseason camp is going on here at UB. Bulls just wrapping up practice. We're bringing the show to you from the Murchie Family Fieldhouse, which is nice and convenient because we got a little thunderstorm as soon as practice ended, but we're nice and dry, and the women's soccer team is working out behind us. Lots of good stuff going on here, of course, heading towards 3 weeks from tonight when the Bulls open the season here at home at UB Stadium, a 7 o'clock kickoff against Robert Morris to get things started and to get your Labor Day weekend started. And we could not get this show started with our most popular segment. It's John Fuller, Assistant Athletic Director for Communications. It's the Full of It segment. John, welcome back. You've been renewed for another year.
Wow, thanks, Paul. I was a little worried there. I hadn't heard anything from my agent, so I wasn't sure if I'd be back, but I'm glad
to be back.
Yeah,
well, you know, it's again, the public demanded it, so here we are. So thankfully, you are not a new face on this show, but there are a lot of new faces on this team. I think that's been the overriding theme even for you to try to kind of figure out who are the guys in the places that we're going to see a lot of starting in 3 weeks.
Yeah, you know, this is the first year in a long time that I've had to really refer to my roster almost daily at practice because there was so many new players. And, you know, last year, it was just totally a different feel. Like last year, we kind of knew what we had coming in. You know, we knew we were going to be really good. We knew the names, the faces, the guys that were going to lead this program. And I think that's kind of what makes this season exciting, is who's going to step up. You know, we have a lot of talent out there, but we just need to know who's going to step up and who are going to be the playmakers on this team.
With John Fuller, Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, it's our Full of It segment here on the UB Football Insider Show. Lance dropped a really interesting statistic on us at Mac Media Day a couple weeks ago as it relates to replacing great players. And for those people that recall, at Wisconsin-Whitewater, Lance won 6 national championships in 8 years. And Lance said he did that with 5 different quarterbacks, which is a pretty amazing statistic, but I think it applies here to say that he kind of knows that great players develop them, they're going to leave, develop the next ones. Is that how you take that?
I think
statistic?
So. I think it just shows that his program, his system works. You know, he has a system that he puts in place, and you know, and if the system's good, no matter who he puts in there, it's going to work. You know, it may be different because obviously, you know, we're not going to have a 6'7", 250-pound quarterback that can throw the ball 75 yards on a dime, but we're going to have a quarterback that can do other things, and he's going to make that work. And I think that's kind of what's interesting. I mean, we'll be fine at quarterback. I mean, what I've seen in practice, you know, it's right now it looks like a 3-man race between, you know, Kyle Van Treese and Matt Myers and Dominic Johnson. All those guys have shown flashes, and they all know none of them are new to the program. They're all familiar with the system, and as long as you know the system and know what you're supposed to do, you know, we should be fine.
Yeah, and it helps to have 4 offensive line starters like our previous guest Coyote Awosika, and then a great running back stable like Jarrett Patterson that we just heard from. That's going to help the offense develop. All right, we talk about the season opener comes against Robert Morris. It's an interesting schedule this season for the Bulls, non-conference wise, with some big games, and even the conference games that are usually at the end of the season seem to be at the beginning of the season. Give us your take a little bit on what jumped out at you about the schedule that, again, starts with the opener against Robert Morris 3 weeks from tonight.
Yeah, so after the opener, get thrown right onto the national stage, go to Penn State on Saturday night, September 7th, primetime on Fox. It'll be the first time I think we've ever had a primetime over-the-air game in UB history. So it'll be a really good opportunity to be able to showcase our program on a national stage. Then we stay on the road and we play at Liberty. Now, a lot of UB fans might remember our former coach Turner Gill was the head coach at Liberty for a number of years. He unfortunately retired right after last season, so we won't have an opportunity to see Turner. But that'll be a good opportunity, you know, to kind of play a new program. They're new to FBS this
year. It's their first year, official first year. Yeah.
So it's kind of it'll be a new place for us to go, and they're located down in Lynchburg, Virginia. Let me close out non-conference play against Temple, which is always a tough game. And then, like you said, conference is interesting because we open up against Miami and Ohio, which are usually
probably the two teams that most people think are going to battle with the Bulls for the division title.
Right, and those are games we usually play later in the year. Those usually are midweek, late in the year games, so we're playing them right out of the gate. So that'd be a really good test, I think, to see where we are in the conference, especially in the East Division.
Yeah, so it's going to shape up as an interesting season that gets going again 3 weeks from tonight here at UB Stadium against Robert Morris. A couple more weeks of preseason camp to sort out some of those roster questions that we talked with Lance about. We'll get into more details on that on next week's show, talk to some more players, but we're off and rolling on the 2019 football season. John, thanks as always. We'll catch up with you again next week as well. Football is here. 2019 UB football season is ready to go. It's been our season debut of the UB Football Insider Show. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. This has been the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, Comdoc, Nike, Pepsi, and by Town Automotive Group. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.